92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
The suits at the Six Flags amusement parks have their shorts in a bunch this summer. They're America's largest regional theme park company, and they've been making some changes this year, trying to attract more middle-class families. The way that they did that is kind of odd, though, because they raised ticket prices. Now, on the positive side, they did a lot of upgrades to their food and beverages and amenities, but at the same time, they've eliminated promotional deals, freebies, discounts, and their apparently legendary all-you-can-eat meal package, which has drawn teenagers and lower-income parkgoers on a regular basis. What they're basically saying here is, we don't want the riffraff, without actually saying, we don't want the riffraff. All those promo deals and discounts had reduced Six Flags parks to what they described as cheap daycare for kids and teenagers. And their president and chief executive recently presented research that shows that many foreign park visitors, folks from other countries, have not enjoyed their visit because of the dynamic of other park attendance. You don't want people going home unhappy. But they are pretty happy with the results of their price increases because per capita spending on admission at Six Flags has gone up by 30% this year compared with previous years. So what's the takeaway here? I guess you better pit stop at the bank or make sure there's enough money on your debit card before you head to Six Flags for a day of very expensive fun.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.